Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Voice is taking a beating today for some reason.
Hope you're not coming down.
Nah, I was on the road yesterday and I was playing.
Were
a
you
good,
singing?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, well, did you get the band back together?
I did. And I knew when I was doing it was a mistake. But sometimes you get carried away. What are you going to do?
The music takes over your body.
I can't help it, man. So, welcome everybody. It's Monday. Kind of a dreary, cold, blustery day today. We're going to be joined here in a couple seconds by Lenny Clark, legendary Boston comedian, friend of Buzz, is what we call him. He's been, he was in Rescue Me. He was in, he's done a ton of shows, and he's got a brand new one out that he's in, an NBC show on Tuesday nights, 8:30. It's called Extended Family. A little bit of a New England tie, written by Mike O'Malley, another friend of Buzz.
Nice.
Yeah. Mike O'Malley, of course, the Yes Dear. I mean, he was in Flight. He was in all these great, great movies and stuff, but he's also produced a bunch of great television. And, so he's the guy behind the show, and it deals with, the owner of the Boston Celtics.
Wick Grousbeck.
Did he have a role in putting this together? Yeah, is it his story?
It was his idea. I guess he went to Tom Werner, of course, one of the co-owners of the Red Sox, who has been involved in sitcoms, and he told him how to get his idea rolling.
Well, Tom Werner was married to, Mary Carsey Werner? Is that what it was? And I met Mary Carsey at the film festival. Dynamite. She was liquid dynamite. She was awesome, funny.
Is it
Marcy Carsey. She was just so kind and funny and smart and sharp. Like, you instantly fell in love with her. She was great. She's, I think, like a gazillionaire, too.
Godzilla.
Had nothing to do with why I liked her. All right. So Lenny's going to be joining us here in just a couple of seconds.
I was cheering Lenny on a couple of years ago when I went and saw Halloween Kills. I don't know what I was thinking cheering him on because he didn't stand a chance in hell.
Yeah, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
It was good.
He had a good death.
Yeah, he had a very good death.
Yeah.
I turned that movie on just as that began. I turned it on like
brutal.
it was on one of the premium channels, and I turned it on just as that death scene, that fight scene, which was gross. You would be surprised, Laura, a gross death scene in a horror
from
movie.
From the Halloween franchise.
But Lenny and his live-in girlfriend bought it hard.
She did not, because she was in the last one.
Oh, well, who? There was two people in the house, and they both got aced.
It was Lenny ate it hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There was a woman in the house when it started to go down. That's all that's all I remember.
I think that was his roommate or girlfriend, and she was
so she
made
lived.
It to the next movie
right.
where she didn't.
Okay. So Lenny won't be in the next one.
No.
All right. Lenny is a guy, we've had him on many, many times. If he doesn't write a book soon, he's going to forget it. because the stories that guy could tell and has told, from wild Sam Kinison coke parties, Rodney Dangerfield. I mean, everybody and anybody, he's got a story. Van Morrison's got a story. He's got a Peter Wolf story. He's got a Rolling Stone story. He's got stories for everything.
You got a story. You should start writing a book, too. You got stories.
No, his book would
do a
be...
picture
oh,
book.
My gosh.
You should do a picture book.
Nah, his book would be... It would be the kind of book you couldn't put down. He stole a bus, a city bus, a Boston city bus. Stole it and took a joyride around Cambridge. He ran for the mayor of Boston. You know what his platform was? F the Kennedys.
That's not smart to say in Boston.
He's great. I know, but that's what makes him Lenny. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of Boston comedy and a friend of the Morning Buzz, Lenny Clark.
I'm a friend of the Buzz and a friend of yours, you crazy bastard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
hey, man, I'm back on TV. Who saw this coming? I'm the second oldest guy in network television, and Tom Selleck is not doing that good.
So, Lenny, I don't know if I texted you congratulations when I heard you got the show, but NBC Tuesday nights 8:30. We were just talking about it. Extended family. It's got all kinds of New England ties, right? From Mike O'Malley, another friend of the show, and Grossbeck, right? I mean, it's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, and Tom Werner. Tom Werner, the guy who holds the record for shows that sitcoms that went into syndication. Mm-hmm. One of the best that TV's ever had. Yeah, this is a blast. I mean, working with John Cryer, two-time Emmy winner, Donald Faison from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Abigail Spencer from Suits, what a smoke show. Can I say that?
Yes.
Then the two kids, Finn Sweeney, and Sophia Capone. I just love working with them. And I played their grandfather, and I fill their heads up with all sorts of stuff that shouldn't be on television.
So the story is, if you haven't checked it out, you should check it out, because basically the two main characters, a man and a woman, they get divorced, right? And Lenny plays one of their dads, and she starts dating the owner of the Boston Celtics, which... I guess was Grossbeck's idea, Kelly said.
Yeah, well, that's his true life situation, right? Lenny, it happened to him. He lived it.
Yes. Wow. Exactly. And what the previous husband is one of the writers on the show, another producer, and it's hysterical.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing story, you know, because so many people get, one out of every two people get divorced.
Yeah.
Three out of every 10, the spouse tries to kill the other one. And the rest of them just think, believe they have Alzheimer's and live happily ever after.
I must have missed that 3 out of 10 try to kill them. I must have missed that somewhere along the way. No, dude, you know, it's funny because when the show debuted, you know, I started reading the reviews, and it's getting really good reviews. You know what I mean? The show is really being well received. Tuesday nights at 8:30, so you can see it on Tuesday night. And how many television shows does this make for you?
Oh, my God, Greg. I've had my own show on every network.
Lenny?
I've had more failed pilots than the Iraqi Air Force. And, after this, I'm going to Florida, and I'm getting into elderly porn. I'm really big at the Villages.
I've heard about the Village, actually. I met a couple people from that are moving to the Village. It's a true story. Just last week, they told me they were moving to the Villages. I'm like, you guys, chlamydia, right? It's the number one chlamydia place in the country, right? That's what I heard. They didn't know about
it.
They didn't know about
that. You're right.
Yeah, they didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, question. I only saw part of this video or saw you, something you wrote online. Were you out? You were out at the Cystic Fibrosis Ski Challenge out in where, out west, right? Just recently?
Yep, Dale, Colorado. Yep.
Did something happen to you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay now, but... I was up at the top of the mountain, and I looked up, and I saw this guy barreling down at me, and I was like, oh, this is not good. And I didn't know if he was out of control or he was just one of those super skiers. Fortunately, he turned out to be a super skier because he turned, but I had moved my pole under my skis, and I fell over. And I was fine until later that night. I couldn't even pick up my boot, so I had to postpone the race, the slalom.
Right.
But I had been out of a hospital two years ago after a massive heart attack.
Right.
And my team won the silver. My team won silver. So I do play hurt, but
Okay.
I'm old now. I'm old.
Dude, we are old. And it is what it is. Right? What are you going to do? It is what it is, you know.
It is what it is till it ain't, but I'm full-blown elderly. I'm riding a bus for a dime.
So, Lenny, so tell me now, is the second season completed? Is it? So what's the status now? Are you in L.A.? Are you going back and forth? What are you doing?
No, I am. Well, I was going back and forth, but I'm in Boston for the time being.
Okay.
I just got back from Austin, Texas, where I did Joe Rogan's Comedy Mothership. Wow, that was That was a wild, wild weekend. Yeah, that was great.
I'm sure.
And, you know, the funny thing is, they had asked me to do this show a couple of years ago. And when they all started, I wasn't called. And I said, well, maybe it's not happening.
Yeah.
And then they called me out to do a couple of shows. And I said, fine. And after the first show, I'm walking by the green room. And I saw my face on the camera. And I hear the people from NBC going, this isn't working out. I go, oh, my God, they're going to fire me. And then Lionsgate, the movie company that we're working with, said, yeah, it's not working out. We need them in every show. So they reshot the pilot and put me in every show but two.
Good.
And because they had filmed those the year before. And now we're just waiting for the pickup.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we got to get that pickup.
Good, you know, good. So, hope for you.
NBC really been behind us. And, yeah, man, I'm hoping.
Good for you. Rokil's got a question for you.
I do your show. I'm doing it live, man. I forgot this phone, Doc.
That's all. Rokil.
We got to do another one of us. Greg, we got to do another show with me and you like we did. Where were we at the
At the Rex. We did it at the Fly Monkey. We did it at the Rex. And I was just talking beforehand about the stories that you could tell. And, dude, I hope you're working on a book. You know I've been telling you that forever. I hope you're working on a book.
You have. I am, and I just got to wait for a few more people to die, and we can finish this.
Okay, all right. Roadkill has a question for you.
Lenny, speaking of dying, I'm a huge horror movie fan, and I'll tell you what, Halloween Kills, yep. you had a great death scene.
Bravo.
Nice job.
Bravo.
You went down as a hero.
Roadkill, you're not going to believe it. The guy who played Mike Myers, it was his first Mike Myers movie, and the old Mike Myers was there, too. So it was like a changing of the guard. And this kid is stabbing me and stabbing me. And at one point, he goes, you know, Mr. Clark, I'm a big fan. He goes, I go, you want to stay a fan? Stop stabbing me. This was Mike Tyson. He said, Lenny, are you all right? I go, no, I'm peeing blood. And this guy's killing me. And man, that was a lot of fun doing that movie.
Yeah, that was cool. You did a nice job there, brother.
It was a good scene.
So Lenny is doing a radio tour. So he's talking today with radio stations all across the country to talk about the show, Extended Family, which is on NBC's 8:30 on Tuesday. But, dude, so happy for you. You know what I mean? You just keep on doing it, getting it done, man. So I always appreciate a chance to talk to you, brother. I'm glad things are working out.
Hey, Greg, you know I love you and the whole morning crew there, buddy. And I'll be in to see before you know it. All right.
Sounds good, buddy. All the best to you, Lenny. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Take care. Lenny's a legend. The stories are just crazy. Crazy.
I'd like to see the show. I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
I see a million previews for it because lately I'm watching more, normal television and stuff. So I'm seeing a lot more commercials and stuff like that. And they are pumping the hell out of this show.
So we're on stage. Now I'm on stage with Lenny for over an hour, hour and a half, asking questions. Nothing rehearsed. Doesn't know what I'm going to say. Everything's on limits.
Yep.
There's nothing he won't talk about. His drug problem, his weight problem, all on the table. And I know a lot of the stories that I've heard in the past. And so one of them, and I'll tell you this because 24/7, one of them was the first time he met Rodney Dangerfield. Did I ever tell you that story?
I think so.
Yeah. He goes in. Rodney always walked around in his trailer in a robe, a silk robe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Rodney comes out and sits down, and he goes, hey, how you doing? You know, well, he's talking to Lenny, and the robe opens up. Boom. Out it falls.
Mm. I don't need to see that.
And it's not small. Huh? It's like Rodney Dangerfield had legendary penis.
Great story till Kelly ruined it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know he does.
Deep down?
No.
It keeps him warm at night.
But the thing is in that situation, right? Yes. No, you don't want to see it. But at the same time, you have to be struck by the realization, this is a story I will be able to tell for the rest of my life.
There's a time and a place to be a pecker checker.
Yeah.
And when Rodney Dangerfield...
He made no move to hide it.
Yeah.
It was just out.
Most guys with gigantic penises, as Kelly knows, they don't.
He did not care. And he just sat there and Lenny had to just kind of go on with the chat, the talk. It's like stories like that, you know, all the backstage stuff, you know, between Rockstar. He knows them all. I've never met somebody with so many stories. And the Coke years were just insane. If you ever get a chance, listen to Lenny's interview with Joe Rogan. He was on the Rogan podcast, and it's like 2 hours long. And he talks about the Boston comedy scene and how it started and how it was at a little Chinese restaurant called the Ding Ho. There was a stage out front and a stage in the back, and they just comedians. It was and guys like Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, all these people, Dane Cook, they started at this little Chinese restaurant.
I just love the name of it.
It's true. The Ding Ho. Yeah, it's true. And it's legendary. So it's just a hell of a story. Hell of a story. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go get an oil change.
And eat a sandwich and take a nap?
I'm not going to eat a sandwich. I'm probably going to walk to a local nearby restaurant and sit at the bar and have lunch.
Not the way I would do it.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. And that's it. That's my day in a nutshell right there. Right? I think I need a nap, to be honest with you.
I'm tired, too. Spring ahead.
I'm just blaming it. I'm not blaming it on that.
A little late with the Oscars last night.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Well, I think we've done enough for today. Besides, it's meeting day. So I'm going to do a bump of Coke and... I'm going to do a bump of Coke. I don't even know what that is, but, you know, I just know it's that's what they call it.
They call it the bump, I guess.
They call it a bump, yeah. Coke users. So I'm going to do that. Thank you. And, no, I've never done Coke in my life, but we'll be... See you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning. Comedian Jimmy Dunn's going to join us. Also, we're going to have some tickets. We got a bunch of tickets to give away this week. We've got... we're going to give away $50 for you to in play money. Mm-hmm. What do I call it? It's not play money.
Free play.
Free play money.
Oh, nice.
For Sunday's show at the casino. The Philotimo Casino and DraftKings Sportsbook. It's our St. Patrick's Day party. It's from 11 to 3. And for all of you who say you can't make the early morning hours, now you can. Tomorrow we'll start giving away $50 free plays so you can go there and get a jump on things. All right? Kids?
Sounds good.
I'm pumped.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.